Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
What's up, all of our liberty-loving friends? It's another fantastic episode of Liberty and Night with Nate and Charlie on the Free Talk Live Network, coming at you from Nashville, Tennessee. And it's everyone's favorite segment, Dumb Bleep of the Week. If you want to have your submission submitted for Dumb Bleep of the Week so we can maybe talk about it on the show, well, find us on X, Good AM Liberty, or go to joingml.com. It's only $6 a month. That's it. Only $6 a month to save the entire world. Happy Jihad Day, everybody. I hear it's the day of jihad going on around the world. They put a jihad on us, and now we have to worry about that. I'll be honest with you, though.
Durka.
I kept Muhammad Jihad. I kept seeing all these posts about the day of jihad, and I gave into it mentally and emotionally. I was like, you know what? I'm going to carry my gun on Friday just in case someone tries to open up a can of jihad on me. Okay?
Yeah.
And then I was driving here this morning, and I was like, oh, crap, I forgot my freaking gun. And hopefully that was just a whole bunch of crazy people on Twitter talking about stuff. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Maybe not. Could be something bad happens. You never know what some kind of lone wolf crazy person's going to do. I should carry my gun every day. It's so gall darn uncomfortable, though. And I like to wear these stretchy shorts, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't like anything being tight around here, and it's just not great for holding the gun.
I'm glad you found your gun.
That was the other problem I had, was that I didn't have my scuba gear. I didn't have my certification renewed. And I'm waiting for that to come back.
Yeah.
So wasn't able to go get that stuff. Okay, anyways, Dumb Bleep of the Week is the day where we count down the dumbest things that happened over the week. We will go through submissions.
Well,
from the
we narrow them down because there's a lot every week.
There's quite a few.
Hundreds.
A whole lot of stuff.
And we Nate spends time to get them down to about 10.
We don't do normal. Okay, so here's something we don't do. Here's a Dumb Bleep submission. Hamas breaking into Israel and kidnapping people and murdering babies and women and children and the elderly. That's not a Dumb Bleep. It's dumb. It's a really dumb thing, but it's an unfair Dumb Bleep submission. For instance, every week we could put taxation.
Yeah.
On there. Yeah. You know, that's got to be something specifically, just in general, something like that.
Yeah.
Something women, something just dumb that people said. And so that's what we try to do, to narrow it down every single week. Anyway, let's get going to Dumb Bleep number one. Could you move that Dr. Pepper bottle right there for me?
Is it in the shot?
It's not in the shot. It's in my shot from my camera connected to my brain.
Gotcha.
So it's just kind of throwing me off a little bit.
A lady in the live group says that it's ladies voting that's dumb. That's coming from her.
Should we allow women to vote in the Dumb Bleep of the Week?
She's a self-identified. Hopefully they abstain themselves because they realize, well, she's saying it. I never said that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just reading from this woman in here.
Oh, it feels good to joke. Feels good to joke.
Yeah.
And when we start joking, I'll let you know. Number one is Paul Krugman, the brilliant Nobel Prize winning economist who knows everything there is to know about economics. So we're not just starting off
one of the guys that purposely leaves out data.
Yeah.
Make a point.
So here's his post. You know, we had the inflation rate come out yesterday. We led with the CPI number yesterday. Well, he posts yesterday that the war on inflation is over. We won at very little cost. And he puts this chart out, and you can see inflation on his chart is back down to about 1.9% or so, which is just below the Federal Reserve's target rate for inflation. And then you notice on the chart that this is excluding food, energy, shelter, and used cars. And that brings the inflation rate down to 1.9%. Take that, inflation.
Mm.
That's right, Magoo. Yeah, so if you exclude all the things that are inflating and things that everyone has to buy, for instance, we would die without food and shelter. Well, mostly without food, but a lot of us need shelter also. and we need energy. And which is why none of us want to live in Gaza right now. And then use cars as well. Then inflation is that. Why don't we just take away everything? Why don't we just remove travel and leisure and just take everything out of there? And then, in fact, you will find that we have 0% inflation. And I think that that is the actual way to do it. It bothers me when these people who present themselves, once again, this has kind of been a theme of the week, people who present themselves as better than everyone else and morally superior and the arbiters of truth and the people who hate misinformation and the economists, that they come out and they just put out a chart that excludes things that we all need for their. And by the way, Paul Krugman, it's when you mention Krugman, you have to mention this. Nice quote from this brilliant Nobel Prize winning economist in 1998. He said by 2005 or so, it will become clear that the internet's impact on the economy has been no greater than the fax machines. So that was a really great prediction from Krugman that the internet was not going to be any better than the fax machine.
And you should trust him because he's got a Nobel Prize.
Yeah, it's good. Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Good stuff. Okay, that's dumb bleep number one. Number two goes to Jank.
I haven't seen Jank in a while.
I know. From Young Turks.
What?
He's running for president.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, running for president. Mm. How about that? Now, that's fine. Okay, that's fine. He's running for president against Biden for the Democratic nomination. Okay. He said Biden is down 24 points on the economy, has no ability to make up that kind of ground on the most important issue. We need a new candidate now. Jenk thinks he's going to be way better on the economy than Biden is.
There's one problem.
There's one problem. Well, let's one more thing. Just to add on to this, he's already got 1,000 donors to his campaign. He's got people giving him money for running for president. They believe in the Jank, and he's going to come out here and fix our economy, and he's going to beat Joe Biden, and he's going to beat Donald Trump. And so they're all giving that money out there. People know that he's going to fight for them, and they know Biden's going to lose. We have to do something about it right now. And the problem is, Charlie?
He was born in Turkey.
Mm. Yeah.
Istanbul, Constantinople.
He is like constitutionally not allowed to run for president.
Yeah.
And what I think is even dumber than him launching this campaign, knowing that, is that he knows it. He's even soliciting donations from people and taking donations. That's bad on his part.
Is this campaign fraud? Knowing that you can't become president, is it okay to accept donations knowing that you legally can't actually hold the office?
It's what you call a grift, I guess, but I don't know if it is fraud. Like he literally can't hold office, and he knows that. He's still taking donations, and then the even dumber people, I guess, could be the people that are donating to him also.
Yeah.
And just giving your money to someone's presidential campaign that you know can't. Now, I get it. We donate to libertarians and stuff, too. Okay, so I guess everyone's free to do with their money as they please. No offense, Libertarian Party. I was considering joining the Libertarian Party on my way to work today. And then I realized, that's a long time since I fell asleep and I was driving. It was a bad dream. Number three, Nancy Mace. Charlie's busy working, so I'm just going to keep doing this over here. I know. He's got stuff to do.
Go for it.
Nancy Mace, she came back to Congress after voting to oust Speaker Kevin McCarthy, and she's wearing a scarlet letter on her shirt. She literally has a scarlet A.
Mm.
Look at this. Oh, hey, hold on. Charlie forgot to switch this over to the podcast sound.
Yeah, that's me.
And so now that we have fixed Charlie's mistake, we will officially listen to this.
I'm wearing the scarlet letter after the week that I just had last week, being a woman up here and being demonized for my vote and for my voice. I'm here to let the rest of the world know and the country know I'm on the side of the people. I'm not on the side of the establishment. And I'm going to do the right thing every single time, no matter the consequences, because I don't answer to anybody in D.C. I don't answer anyone in Washington. I only answer to the people. Thank you.
Okay.
Empowering.
Yeah.
Motivational. Riveting.
She wants you to know.
And cheerless.
That she has been persecuted as a woman for voting against Kevin McCarthy. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Because people were hard on her for doing this. And so she wants to wear the scarlet letter adulterer because that's what the scarlet letter is for. But anyhow, she wants to wear this because she is a victim, and people have criticized her because she is the only woman that voted against Kevin McCarthy. She also said she wanted Jim Jordan to be the speaker, and Jim Jordan said he wanted Kevin McCarthy to be the speaker. So that was also kind of funny at the same time.
And you couldn't see this video, but she went right over to a fire alarm and pulled it right after this.
Okay. Sorry, I'm reading some stuff in the group. You got to go to the Fed Haters Club. You got to go to joingml.com so you can hang out with the club. Anyhow, hey, Nancy Mace is pretty good on some things, but this is a really dumb, really, really dumb move. I don't know whose fault this is. It's technically her fault at the end of the day. But one, you need to know what the Scarlet Letter is for. And two, don't just come out and say that people have been hard on you for voting against the speaker because you're a woman. That's not something conservatives do. That's something these crazy leftists do. All right. So let's move. That was dumb bleep number three, by the way. All right. We're moving along quite well right now. Big news. Big news last night. They finally got the paperwork filed over there at the CIA. But they've acknowledged that it's an odd timing. You know, odd timing, right? It's kind of weird timing for the CIA. But they publicly acknowledged that the 1953 coup backed in Iran was undemocratic.
You're telling me, hang on, wait, you're telling me that a secret takeover of an entire country's government.
Of a democratically elected government.
Of a democratically elected president to help back and stage a coup secretly, but that's undemocratic. Okay. All right, out of Dubai, while revealing new details about one of the most famed CIA operations of all times, the spiriting out of six American diplomats who escaped the 1979 U.S. Embassy seizure in Iran, the intelligence agency for the first time has acknowledged something else as well. The CIA now officially describes the 1953 coup it backed in Iran that overthrew its prime minister and cemented the rule of Shah Mohammad Reis Pahlavi.
Pahlavi
as undemocratic.
What I hope is that we have serious reforms to these agencies.
Isn't it amazing, though, how...
Hold on. I want to tell you about my reforms.
Okay.
Number one, you go in and you file this paperwork. From now on, I only want democratic coups. Okay? I don't want any of these undemocratic coups.
Exactly.
When you overthrow a government, when you take away people's elected representation, their elected leaders, I want you to do it in a democratic fashion. Okay? That's it. That's the biggest reform. CIA is fine other than that. I hope that they went ahead and wrote that into the rules for the playbook.
Yeah, exactly. Isn't it interesting, though, how we have all these conspiracy theories, they're made fun of, exactly, and then the government will literally tell you, I saw this meme, it's like every 20 years.
I saw that, right? Yeah. It's been going around all over the place.
Every 20 years, the government will admit that you were right about some conspiracy, and people just move along like it's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's nothing. And every time we come out with questions, they'll be like, here's how you know when they call you a liar and they say that you're wrong and they like are really harping on it. That's how you know you're right.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll find out in about 20 or so years. Now, this took 70 years to come out.
We're only about, I think at this rate, in 10 years, we should be able to know who actually shot JFK.
Mm.
Because that was in 63. So if that's our time horizon, if that's our window back into the past, you see they have this.
They wait a whole generation.
They have this gateway open to the past, and it's just 70 years back in the future, you know, that we have back in the past. Sorry, you can't go back.
Can't 70 go years back into the future.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy idea. You'd never make a movie about that.
Uh-uh.
Okay. So we should be able to figure out who shot JFK. There's something that they don't want us. I mean, if the story is exactly what the story is, then they would just release all the JFK files.
Yeah.
But they're not going to, so we know that there's something going on.
Other American officials have made similar remarks in the past, but the CIA's acknowledgement in a podcast
They have their own podcast.
About the agency's history comes as much of its official history of the coup remains classified 70 years after the putsch. That complicates the public's understanding of an event that still resonates as tensions remain high between Tehran and Washington over the Islamic Republic's rapidly advancing nuclear program and aiding of militia groups across the Mideast as it cracks down on dissent. Now imagine, God, just imagine if Iran helped back and stage a coup to overthrow an American president that was democratically elected. Now, people on the right might not be upset that they're going to remove Biden, and it might not be that hard.
Yeah.
You know,
you don't have to imagine that hard. The answer is we'd be willing to spend hundreds of billions of dollars paying another country to fight them.
To trillions.
Just like we've been paying Ukraine to fight Russia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because in the eyes of a lot of people, we did have a Russia-backed coup of the United States election system and a Russian plant installed. So it's not that hard to imagine what we would do.
Mm-hmm.
We'd go to war with them. So, okay, that's number four. That's fun.
Well, I think it's important, you know, that the United States, because we live here, we're Americans, should take responsibility and accountability for some of the things that we've done around the world that has led to not peace.
Not peace.
You know, and then you can certainly understand other people's position. You can have empathy for them. Now, of course, you don't condone war or violence or whatever, but you can certainly have some empathy for people to understand, like, if I were in their sandals, they don't wear shoes. If I were in their shoes or sandals,
they're kind of rich though over there with that oil money. You know?
I can understand.
They're probably at least in like Birkenstocks, you know, or something. You know?
I can understand that if another government came in, you know, thinking they were all knowing and all powerful, and they overthrew the president that I had elected, that was fair and square, you know, you might be angry about that.
Yeah. You might be angry to this day.
Yeah.
About it.
Yep. Anyway, just a way for us to take accountability and have some understanding.
Blame America first, Sir Charlie Thompson.
Yeah.
Okay, then believe number five.
Well, here's the thing. I'm an American, and all we can do is take responsibility for our own actions.
That's all we can do.
Yeah. You can't control other people.
Mm-hmm.
What you can do is be like, hey, we made some mistakes, and we're real sorry about that, and we're going to try to make it better.
But we're going to keep electing the same people that still make all those mistakes. Hey, dumb lead number five, BLM Chicago and many other BLM chapters posting really dumb stuff like this. Okay, this is an actual BLM Chicago post.
Jesus.
Many of you saw it going around, but it is a paraglider with a Palestinian flag on it, and it says, I stand with Palestine. That's coming from BLM Chicago. Now, it is one thing. It is one thing to.
What does that mean? That is all. That is it.
I think it just means like that's the tweet. That's it. That's the tweet. Like that's all I got to say.
That is all.
That's what they
that
mean.
Is it. That is all. That is it. That is all. That is it.
Yeah.
That is all. That is it. Exactly.
So I stand with Palestine. It is one thing to say that you stand with Palestine in the land dispute, as the long conversation we had before this podcast, we hit record. We talked a lot about this. It's one thing to have that nuanced conversation about who's in the right over whose land this is and all that. I think that is a very real conversation that people should have. It's another thing to seemingly back these paragliders who came in to a music festival and massacred 260 young people who were enjoying a great high at the time at the rave that they were at and listening to music and having fun, having a good time. And they just came in and they just mowed down over 200 defenseless people.
But how many people were there, though?
I don't know how many people were there.
Thousands, probably, at this music festival.
Not
they
sure.
only got 260. I mean, that seems mostly peaceful to me.
That's true. If you
so I can understand.
In fact, in the grand scheme of the entire population of Israel, it was a mostly peaceful day if you look at the numbers.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I can see the correlation of how they.
So the issue here is that this is BLM, and this really is a nice window into their ideology. And it's not, like I said, it's not just the Palestinian land dispute with Israel. It's not just that. It's we support retaking this land by any means necessary, including a surprise attack and murdering
innocent civilians
who had nothing to do with anything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that kind of gives you a nice window into the ideology that is BLM, and which is what people have been saying for quite a long time. They go on, they got to make sure that we all know that they're victims. I know that stuff's going on in Israel and Palestine, but don't forget about black people in America, of course. You know, people in Palestine, when they're having a tough day, they're like, yeah, but have some gratitude. Think about black people in America.
Mm, exactly. You know?
Go ahead, Charlie, if you want to read.
Black Lives Matter grassroots stands in solidarity with our Palestinian family who are currently resisting 57 years of settler colonialism and apartheid as black people continue the fight to end militarism and mass incarceration in our own communities. Let us understand the resistance in Palestine as an attempt to tear down the gates of the world's largest open-air prison. As a radical black organization grounded in abolitionist ideas, we see clear parallels between black and Palestinian people. We too understand what it means to be surveilled, dehumanized, property seized, family separated, our people criminalized and slaughtered with impunity, locked up in droves, and when we resist, they call us terrorists.
Now that kind of...
We too dream of a world where our people may live freely on decolonized land. May the borders, checkpoints, prisons, police, and watch lists that terrorize our communities crumble, and may the world we build from their ashes honor those who have fallen and struggle. They're clearly telling you what their goals are.
Yeah. Now, they dream of a world where our people may live freely on decolonized land. No, they don't, because that would mean... I'm not saying that this is what they have to do. I'm saying that what you're saying means you'd have to go back to your homeland because you would still be colonizing Native Americans' land. And that's not what you're okay with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so what you're saying is that they should just be able to kill all of you. And that's not what you're saying either. You see how important this conversation is when talking back to people saying dumb things?
Yeah.
All right. Coming up, we're going to go through the rest of the dumb bleeps. What does bleep stand for? I really have no idea. It just rhymes with a week. And I guess it sounds cool. You can make it whatever word you want. That's probably not okay for us to say on the radio. Once again, if you want to have your submissions entered into the dumb bleep of the week running so we can make it a dumb bleep of the year, the winner gets a trophy sent to them. Then go to joingml.com. It's only $6 a month, and you can hang out with us live every single day of the week on our podcast, which is Good Morning Liberty. We do every day. We'll be right back on Liberty at Night.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell insists that President Biden must get tougher on Iran.
His tone, his statements, and his actions need to send an unambiguous message to Iran about America's resolve.
The former Speaker of the House is optimistic that Ohio Republican Jim Jordan will soon secure the Speaker's position, placing blame on a few for Jordan losing the first vote.
Every single Democrat and eight Republicans voted to shut down one branch of government. That is why we're here today.
Britney Spears is disclosing that she had an abortion after becoming pregnant by Justin Timberlake. This revelation stems from an excerpt from the singer's forthcoming memoir, The Woman in Me. Spears stated that Timberlake was not pleased about the pregnancy, believing they were too young to navigate parenthood. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
What's up? We are back. It's Liberty at Night with Nate and Charlie on the Free Talk Live Network, coming at you from Nashville, Tennessee, and we are going through the dumb bleep of the week right now. That's where everyone gets to vote on the dumbest thing that was said in politics over the previous week. And we vote. The live group gets to vote on it. The Fed Haters Club, joingml.com. They vote. We see what the winner is. They go into a bracket challenge at the end of the year called Dumb Leap of the Year. I know. Clever name. You're welcome. And then the winner of that gets a trophy. Whoever said the dumbest thing, they get a trophy saying that they did the dumbest thing that year. And the person who submitted that also gets a trophy for submitting to me to put on the show the dumbest thing in politics that was said that year. Last year's winner, I believe, was Kamala Harris. And I don't remember what the winner was the year before that. I think it has something to do with the vaccine. I'm not really sure what the rules are, you know, but that's what it was. If you're just joining us and you missed the first segment, well, the first segment, we went through 4.5 of the dumb leaps, and we're currently in the middle of one right now, which we'll pick up very shortly. But number one was Paul Krugman, the Nobel Prize winning economist, who once said that the internet would be no different for the economy than the fax machine. Yes, that guy. Writes for the New York Times and posts a lot of dumb stuff on Twitter. Well, he posted out the inflation report saying that we had beat inflation and showing that the inflation rate was down at 1.9%. Of course, he showed a graph that did not include food or energy or, I think,
housing. I mean, basically anything that's really expensive, fuel, stuff like that. If you take out things that matter to people every single day that we have to pay for, then according to Nobel Prize winning economist Paul Krugman, we have beat inflation. Number two was Cenk. We call him Cenk. I don't know how you actually say his name, from the Young Turks. He's running for president on the Democratic side, has absolutely no chance of winning. And if he were to even win, he has no chance of being president because he wasn't even born in the United States. But he is still soliciting donations from his idiots, his followers. And he said over 1,000 different donations come in so far. Running for president, doing it for good reasons. I mean, he's being honest, at least. He doesn't like Joe Biden, and he's a progressive socialist, and so he doesn't think that Biden has been far enough left over the last few years. Number three was Nancy Mace, Congresswoman Nancy Mace, showing up last week to Congress with a big red letter A on her shirt, wearing her scarlet letter, because she's been persecuted as a woman for being a woman and for voting against Kevin McCarthy for speaker. And everyone is giving her a hard time about that. And of course, they're only giving her a hard time because she's a woman. And I'm not sure if she knows what that scarlet letter is actually historically all about. But anyway, it's kind of dumb for a GOP congresswoman to be out there saying that people are being mean to her because she's a woman. Kind of cuts against a lot of arguments people make all the time. Number four was the CIA finally announcing that their coup that they backed in Iran back in 1953, which kicked off a lot of our Middle East problems that we have right now, they've officially admitted that that was, in fact, not democratic for them to back a coup for the democratically elected government there. And number five, we're in right now, BLM Chicago. We were in the middle of that one when we took a break. Let's get right back into it. And they also, you know, dehumanized, property seized, families separated, our people criminalized and slaughtered with impunity, locked up in droves. Now, some of this is history, and some of this stuff still kind of goes on. You could say locked up in droves when you look at the prison population, I guess. When we resist, they call us...
The war on drugs.
When we resist, they call us terrorists. BLM were doing terrorism. That's true. Yeah. Now, like,
you can't call breaking into a store and then stealing everything out of it and then setting it on fire.
Yeah,
like, that's not resistance.
As someone who had nothing to do with what, like, that kind of makes you Hamas at that time.
Exactly.
You know.
Yeah. Well, that's what they're saying. That we understand.
Not exactly. Not exactly. I know.
In a way, they're saying, like, we empathize with Hamas.
They are. Yeah. Actually, yeah, because I forgot about that.
They're basically saying that Hamas's attack is resistance for 57 years of settler colonialism and apartheid. So, yeah.
When we resist, they call us terrorists. That's true. Also, when we resist, they call us terrorists, Charlie. if we were to hold a protest against people being locked down and not able to go to work, we'd be terrorists.
If you just have a Gadsden flag.
Yeah, you're a terrorist.
Yeah.
So, welcome to the party, pal. That's just how it goes, okay? Only except for when you actually do terrorist things that are right about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Number six, Dave Rubin from the Rubin Report.
Making dumb bleep, huh?
Making dumb bleep as himself, not even just something that he posted, as something he said, all right? Because someone posted this news about France banning pro-Palestine protests, which I happen to think is dumb. And in fact, if you look at the reaction to this, they've created some of the largest pro-Palestine protests that you've ever seen since they tried to ban them, because that's how it goes.
Yeah.
Don't be an idiot. Is the rule. How about just don't hurt anyone and don't take their stuff in your protests? Don't violate people's rights and you hold people who do that accountable. But anyway, they decide that they're going to ban pro-Palestine protests, even if they're peaceful protests. I don't agree with that. And Dave Rubin responds and says, maybe the West has a chance. And the way that the West has a chance, this West of free, you know, liberal, I don't mean like left liberal, but liberalism, values, freedom of speech.
By taking other people's freedoms away.
Yeah. The West has a chance if we just ban the right protests, you know? Yeah. Now, you wouldn't want that to then get turned around and have your protest banned, similar to what we were just talking about previously. See our previous Dumb Bleep where we mentioned like lockdown protests, stuff like that, maybe election protests, stuff like that. But if as long as the West decides to ban the right protests at the right time, then we have a chance. And that's
dumb.
That's dumb, Dave. That's a Dave Dumb of the week right there. Not normally I don't think he's ever been submitted for Dumb Bleep of the Week before. All right. But the problem is when you get super emotional about things, and I get it. Some people, when they see kids getting slaughtered, they get really emotional, you know? In fact, pretty much everyone does, you know? You thought I was going to.
Except you.
No, I get emotional about it for sure. But I don't make decisions based off of that emotion, and I feel like a lot of people have been doing that. No, I don't get happy.
I feel the happy
it's
emotion.
Gross. It's gross.
Nate hates kids.
Not that much. Come on.
Oh, well. Please.
Midas Touch.
Number 7.
Go ahead, however you want to explain this one.
All right.
This is something we did an episode about earlier.
Charlie Kirk and DJT Jr., Donald Trump Jr., they tweeted about some guns. Pews. Charlie says, we have no idea who is in our country, just a matter of time before a sleeper cell is activated. They're going to wake them up. Buy guns. Protect your family and those closest to you. Donald Trump Jr. said, if you don't yet own an AR-15, you really need to think that through right about meow. Right about now.
I happen to agree with the sentiment of both of those posts.
Yeah, imagine, like, okay, because we talked about this a couple days ago, that Israel needs a Second Amendment. And it's because Hamas terrorists were able to go door-to-door, and people weren't able to defend themselves. Now, they were going door-to-door with, like, AK-47s and stuff, and then people were, you know, they were saying, hey, please don't rape me.
Yeah, it didn't work.
And they were like, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, it didn't work.
You know, and they raped and kidnapped.
By the way, a lot of the people, where they really went through was that kibbutz, which is a commune. And I've been trying to look it up. This is unverified reporting because I'm making it up right now. It's an assumption. I'm wondering if in an Israeli kibbutz, which is basically a commune, if you have the right to even own guns inside of that commune at all.
And I'm sorry, they were going door with M4s, American weapons.
Yeah, they had, not AKs.
Sorry.
No, they got American weaponry out there.
They got American now, not Russian. All right. Midas Touch posts a screenshot and says, such reckless and dangerous rhetoric coming from the right. They are thirsting for an attack on American citizens.
No.
Literally, they're saying, hey, you should protect yourself and your family. And then now you're thirsting for an attack on American citizens. That don't make no sense.
No.
That dog don't float.
I don't want attacks to happen, especially not to me. Okay. But I think it would be smart to be prepared if something. It's like saying that having a military is thirsting for an attack on your country. Like, no, you just have some defense. Okay. That's what's going on. Anyhow, that was dumb. That was really dumb. You checked out there
very
for a minute,
dumb.
So I wasn't ready for it.
I was reading a little bit of the live group here.
I saw Israel leveling. There's one thing I got to say. They gave like this 24-hour notice for the northern part of Gaza to be evacuated. And it's 1.1 million people, I believe, is the total I've been seeing for them. They got 24 hours to get out of Dodge. And now it's 25 miles total is the strip. And so it's not the longest walk anyone's ever had to do. And then they're going to go in and just freaking level the place, and they're going to go in with troops. And I really think that that's an unreasonable warning for over a million people to get out of town.
That's a camel
jam. Somewhere else.
I'm just joking.
I know.
Why am I not allowed to say jokes?
I laughed. I laughed at your joke. That's fine. Okay. We got.
That really
moving.
Must be tough, though. I mean,
yeah,
it's hard to get out of Bridgestone Arena when there's like 17,000 people.
Darn near impossible.
Imagine, you know, a million.
And they don't even have American taxation to build those roads over there.
No, they don't.
They're not able to do it.
Okay. Walking across sand.
A real fast one.
Sand slows you down.
It's, you know, got some roads. I don't think it's just desert that they got to go through. You know,
yeah, but everybody
spending 40 days out there.
Everybody can't fit on those roads.
Has Netanyahu considered going up there and just going, let my people go?
Stay. He wants them to stay.
No, he wants the. They want the hostages back.
Oh,
that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
I think that would work. I'm just saying it's worth a shot.
They could also say, let my people stay, because, you know, hey, stop attacking my people who want to stay here in this holy ground.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Sometimes we're faced with a crossroads in life and we don't really know which path to take. Maybe you're thinking about a career change or feeling like your relationship needs a little love. Whatever it is, therapy can help you map out your future and trust yourself to find a way forward. I've done therapy in the past, and honestly, it helped me quite a lot. Changed my life, made me who I am today. And our co-host, Charlie, he's still using BetterHelp to this day. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/GML today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GML. Number 8, because you have 14 minutes left, and we have two important ones after this.
All right. This is from the New Voice of Ukraine.
Yeah, so this is a Ukrainian report.
Okay. U.S. plans to bundle aid to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan in one bill.
Taiwan? Is that how you're saying it these days?
Taiwan.
Taiwan?
Taiwan.
Taiwan.
Taiwan. Taiwan. U.S. plans to bundle aid to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan in one bill.
Now, this sounds exactly like something that we're definitely going to do, because the aid to Ukraine was stalled. Congress not super happy about that.
So if they put it all together,
we're getting rid of the Speaker of the House. You know, we're not going to do the Ukraine aid and any bills. But now, if you bundle Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan all together, and I heard that they're going to put border security in there too. And
if you call now, you can get the package for 5 easy payments.
You get like 15% off of each one when you do that.
Of $19 billion. 5 easy payments of $19 billion.
It's
call
not
now.
A bad deal.
Act now.
It's not a bad deal when you bundle, Charlie.
I know.
Everyone knows bundling saves money.
It does.
Okay.
Yeah. You bundle your home, your auto, Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. If you bundle all those together, yeah, you'll save 15% or more.
No, this is what you do. This is what you do. People didn't want to keep funding
Disney Plus for 3 months.
Didn't want to keep funding Ukraine, but you are not going to vote against aid for Israel these days.
Right.
Just not going to happen. Okay. Some people will, but some people will not. Now you got some people who would not vote for aid for Israel in the House, but they don't want to vote against aid for Ukraine. And so what do? You bundle them together. You get everyone to vote on one really bad thing because it's got one thing that they like inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
Business as usual.
Sir, if you vote now, you get the multi-country discounts. Thanks, Copperhead.
Number 9.
We can have so many punchlines about that.
From the LA Times.
Fantastic.
Number 9 from the LA Times. Researchers, this is important. This is very important. In the midst of everything going on, it's important to spend time on things that matter. The LA Times says researchers say that LA's bird species are remarkably segregated. The bird species are segregated in LA. In a new study, they argue that the difference in bird populations is a lasting consequence of racist home lending practices from decades ago, as well as modern wealth disparities. That's right. Number 1, thank you, Big Gus, birds aren't real. Charlie had to step out for a second. Sound like he got a phone call that was important. Okay. Number 1, birds aren't real. We all know that. Number 2, this is very important. The birds are segregated. The white people have all the best birds. Okay, we know that. You guys have grown up. If you're white, you know you got the best birds. You're repping your birds. And when you go to school, check out the birds around my house. Very important stuff. Historically, redline non-white communities have less tree canopy and greater housing density than greenline neighborhoods. I don't doubt that. Like, here's the thing. A nicer neighborhood has got more tree-lined streets, as the city folk call them. a nicer neighborhood has those, and that's going to have more birds. Okay? It's not that hard. And it doesn't just have to be a racial thing. This is just a wealth thing. Okay? They got more birds out there. They got a whole article about this thing, talking about all the different species of birds that black people are missing out on, I guess. I hate birds. Okay? We don't need them. They crap all over everything. That's not important. All right? They make a mess. You put out a bird feeder, they will make a gall darn mess. Plus, it attracts the squirrels, which are cute rats. We all know that. Okay? What researchers said, a vivid illustration, they're talking about these nice birds, of the so-called luxury effect, a phenomenon by which wealthier, typically whiter areas attract a larger and more diverse population of birds. The huge difference in wealth, separated by only a few miles, really surprised me when I first moved there. And they're talking, once again, who funds this stuff? Like, really, the LA Times? Did the LA Times do this? Who funds the research? That's what I want to know. Probably the government, I bet. Probably your money. Number 10. Let's move on to something even more important than the last one. NBC News posts out. California's newly enacted Ebony Alert law is the first of its kind in the nation to prioritize the search for black youth gone missing. The Ebony Alert to find missing black children in California. Governor Newsom signed the bill into law on Sunday, making California the first state to create a segregated alert notification system. That's not what they said, but that's what I said. Similar to an Amber Alert, but Amber is white, and we have to go after black people when they are missing to address the crisis of missing black children and young women. The law, which will go into effect on January 1, will allow the California Highway Patrol to activate the alert upon request from local law enforcement when a black youth goes missing in the area. The Ebony Alert will utilize electronic highway signs and encourage use of radio, TV, social media, and other alert systems to spread information about the missing persons alert. The Ebony Alert will be used for missing black people aged 12 to 25. What? Okay. Two things. Really dumb idea. First off, given the principle of the matter, the principle is that when people see Amber Alerts or when they see that there is a black person missing, they don't care as much as when a white person cares. And now you just put a filter on it for them. Like, if that's your idea, if that's the thing, that they don't pay attention to this, you just put a filter on the alert system for them and gave them an alert that they know they don't need to pay attention to. If that is your idea, that they just don't care when a black person goes missing. All right. Number two, these alerts, like Amber Alerts, don't even, who got an Amber Alert and they're like, oh, yeah, I saw the alert on my phone. The girl was right there, called them in. Now we found her. That's happened probably like two times ever in the world. What I want to know is, can we make like a completely segregated alert system? Would that be okay? Can we make a Caucasian alert? Or a, what would you call, I mean, the Asian alert, I think would be a good thing. Starting to sound kind of weird. The thing is, he knows that this is just him playing to a base to make sure that he can get votes or whatever so he can get support. Because it's a stupid idea that's not actually going to help find anyone, given the fact that the idea is that people don't pay attention to the alert when black people go missing. And you just told them that this is a specific missing black alert. So why are they going to pay any more attention? It makes no sense. In fact, the only way, reason it would matter is if black people don't pay attention to all the other alerts because there's so many white people. And now you just want to give one for black people to be on the lookout for. It's actually reversely racist when you think about it. Okay, we made it all the way up to the end of the hour. There is a channel, as everyone knows, that is called Dumb Bleep of the Week Vote, D-B-O-T-Dub Vote. All right, number one was Paul Krugman and the CPI. Number two was Cenk, Young Turks, taking donations from people when he's not even constitutionally eligible to run for president. Number three was Nancy Mace and the Scarlet Letter. Number four was the CIA admitting that them overthrowing a government was not democratic. Number five was the BLM Chicago Post. Number six was the Dave Rubin maybe the West has a chance post. By the way, the West has a chance because they're banning peaceful protests, according to him in his eyes. Number seven was the Midas Touch post saying that we are thirsting for violence by recommending people that they have weapons to defend themselves if violence happens. No, that's just being ready just in case violence happens. Okay. Number eight was the Ukraine aid package with Israel and Taiwan. And I believe I heard a report about it having border security in it, too. We'll see. As we know, they like to put the bundles together so we save money. Number nine, the L.A. racist birds. And number 10, the Ebony Alert. Y'all get your votes in. Well, I'm telling you right now that you need to get yourself over to GodHatesFeds.com and grab a shirt. Okay, get your finest God Hates Feds shirt. You can get a Power Corrupt shirt. You can get that shirt that's got all of the agencies and departments on it that looks like the American flag, says Land of the Free on it. Okay. You can also, well, you can just go to BernieLies.com if you want to know where to find the links to everything. If you type in BernieLies.com, it'll take, you can get our YouTube link, our Twitter X link, our Instagram link, or the link to our show, which you don't need right now because you're currently listening to the show. We know that. And so you can find the links to everything by going to BernieLies.com or to the Fed Haters Club, which you can join for only $6 a month by going to joingml.com. All right. Someone's got to pull a vote somewhere because we spread out the entire group between several different things here. Right now, we have a four-way tie. We have a five-way tie. Nope. Never mind. We got one that's winning. Going once, going twice, going three times, and we're sold. It is California's Ebony Alert. Great job, California. Great job, Commifornia, for finally winning something. Unfortunately, it was Dumb Bleep of the Week. Thank you so much for joining us this week on Liberty at Night on the Free Talk Live Network, and thanks to the folks over there at Free Talk Live for picking us up, letting us come on every Tuesday night and hang out with y'all all over the country. Once again, you can find our daily podcast, Good Morning Liberty, on your favorite podcast app, and you can find us on Free Talk Live every Tuesday night.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you.